Welcome to Go With the Energy Flow podcast. This is episode number 85, and this is about allowing the divine feminine to flow. And before we get into the contents of this episode, we want to sort of disclaimer this. If you're new to the divine feminine and the divine masculine, we suggest to listen to episode number 3 on feminine masculine energy, or episode 69 on the sacred feminine and masculine. Or our last one is episode 74, and it's on masculine and feminine desires. And any of these will give you a basis of understanding on the topic. But if you already kind of have a background, you've been introduced to what the divine masculine and divine feminine is, then this current episode is going to help you allow yourself to step into the energy that we call divine feminine flow. So what exactly is flow? Flow is becoming one with what you're doing, how you're being, who you are. It's your full expression of what it means to be a human on earth. So in other words, it's a state in which you're fully immersed in the present moment. So whether we're just doing a task or being, the flow is not limited by time nor the nature of activity. It's just this effortless state of being and doing. So we typically experience a sense of pleasure when we're being in the flow, because not only do we feel at ease in our bodies, but tasks and activities and even inaction, from social interaction to creating art or even working on our business, everything feels much easier to our minds. We're in this alignment and in the moment, and then our systems are kind of all working harmoniously together. And true feminine flow is when we allow our bodies to feel at ease first, and then we kind of find ourselves from there tapping into mental flow. So feminine is more body, and then mental is more masculine, but that's them working together. So that's the divine feminine and the divine masculine working together in balance. So what can we do to tap into feminine flow? We can tune into high vibe emotions like love, joy, and passion. And that's kind of why we can tap into flow, simply by doing something that we really enjoy, or sometimes even doing something that's not necessarily our passion, but we know we're really good at it. So because this heightens our feelings of self-assurance, and self-assurance, self-confidence, it enables all these other good feelings about ourselves, like self-love. So how do we tune into high vibe emotions easily? The key here is authenticity. So have we expressed our true emotions first? Do we practice expressing our truth? This kind of opens us up to experiencing a wider perspective of emotions, especially when we visualize the higher emotions. It's really interesting. There's a neuroscience study on this. The neurons in our brain don't really know much of a difference between a visual that we conjured up in our minds versus reality and the real life event. There's an impulse that's created in the brain that kind of allows the neurons to essentially live out our visualizations. And then this creates a new neural pathway in our brain. And it's really cool because these new neural pathways can be created by so many different things. If you think about, I don't know if anyone here has ever explored with psychedelics, those create new neural pathways in our brain. And especially with something like ayahuasca, you're seeing all these visuals and they're making all these new neural pathways. This neural pathway is created whether or not we've actually experienced a set of visualization in reality. So this neuroscience study is on two beginner groups that were learning piano, and each group practiced piano for the same amount of time daily, but the first group practiced in a different way. So they essentially practiced more with musical imagery. So this can be equivalent to visualizing practicing the piano in addition to actually practicing. And then the second group practiced normally without the visualization. And which one do you think had this enhanced playing ability? The visualization group. So after 5 weeks, the visualization group had more relaxed brain activity and that enhanced playing ability than the regular group. So when they were playing piano, they were in more of a relaxed state. So it was indicative of them picking up that information and really absorbing it. And if anyone really wants to look into this study, it's called Mapping Perception to Action in Piano Practice.
Yeah, no, super cool. So continuing on with this, because our mind is so powerful, if we are living or reliving trauma again and again without really facing it to heal it, then it is not only influencing our nervous system, but also our bodily systems, and influencing in a way as if we are experiencing the trauma again. On the other hand, this highly benefits us when visualizing our ideal emotions. We can gift the cells in our bodies and the neurons in our minds the experience of healing vibrations with things like love, joy, and passion simply by visualizing them. Our mind body always wants to heal us if we give it the right tools to do so. And in this case, visualizing something that brings you peace in the morning and at night will rewire our brain for a more flowy day. The feminine loves to visualize. She knows our inner world is our true garden and it must be nourished. So when we ask ourselves, what seeds are we planting right now? Are we nourishing them with healthy thoughts and beliefs? In our garden, healthy soil with water, rest, and rest is the feminine, while growth, sun, and action is the masculine. The plants in our garden can't live to their fullest potential without both energies. However, cultivating feminine flow prior to taking action requires less energy output. We'll go more into this next though. So when we feel in the flow and choose to take action from this place, the feminine is gifting this beautiful, rich energy for the masculine to put into something tangible. For contrast, the purely masculine way of approaching this will look and feel entirely different. A person with a more masculine core could reach flow through presence, challenge, and perhaps even urgency in an urgent situation where it is needed for them to enter an intense state of focus, for example. The feminine is softer and more embodied in her approach. For her, it's more about being flow from the inside out, embodying flow, and kind of rather than invoking it from external to internal. The masculine is strong in his approach, but feminine flow is stronger because she is flow and thus she can easily be it. The effects are longer lasting and better for our energy reserves versus masculine typically needing external circumstances to bring out the flow. So kind of like the fight or flight or survival mode, if you think about it that way. And we can also remember it like this. The masculine operates from the outside to inside, while the feminine flow is from the inside out. Then we can begin to open to and align with practices that help us embody our divine feminine flow. And Ali will just go over some of the practices that we can implement into our lives to embody the flow.
Mm-hmm. So practices for embodying the flow are visualization, like we just talked about, moving our bodies, tuning into our heart space, priming our subconscious mind, following our intuition, meditation, and anything that kind of brings us the higher emotions of joy, love, grace, peace, and pleasure. And I know in the previous podcast episode, we had a little bit about tuning into the heart space. That's a really good feminine place to be because it's space, and space is inherently feminine, just like water is feminine. And so it can even be as simple as enjoying the present moment with your tea or coffee, for example. So no distractions, no phones, you're just taking in the environment around you. It's like a form of open-eyed meditation. What really helps me is walking into nature and walking like there's no destination or end goal. Just this morning, I wasn't feeling in the flow, and I haven't for a while. So I knew I was writing this episode, knew we were doing this outline, this episode today. So I took it upon myself to get in the flow today. So I woke up and then I went outside to the beach, and I'm very grateful that I live pretty close to the beach. So I walked with no shoes on the beach, just on the shoreline, letting the the cold water hit my feet, and it was just an experience for me. And that's how the feminine likes to take in life. She likes to take it in slowly and take in the beauty of life. She likes to appreciate the little things and the environment around her. So, so in those practices that we listed, those will feel more rooted and impactful if we started our journey of healing and releasing. Like, we've already started, we're on our way, because it's an ongoing journey. So for example, the shadow work, the trauma counseling, the awareness journaling, forgiveness practices, whatever we feel called to do to explore and lighten the heaviness around our past and present. So this is discovering more about ourselves, it's accepting where we are and the person that we are, and getting clear on what expression of ourselves that we wish to become. So that's essentially what I perceive of as healing work and releasing work, because we're delving into our past and we're delving into past versions of ourselves, and we're lightening it by bringing awareness to it, because awareness is more than half of the healing journey. It's, if you were to put a percentage on it, it's 80 to 90% of the healing journey. So bringing awareness to our past and bringing awareness to the present and also the future by getting really clear on what you want to become. So I have a question for Len. So I want to know what flow feels like to you.
I think flow feels like, what's that movie? The movie Limitless. Have you ever watched it?
Yes.
I feel like he is in a constant state of flow. That's what flow feels like. You're just so focused and you're like very sharp. Your mind's super sharp.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's such a good way to put it, because that's exactly what it is. It's like everything feels easier. You're hyper focused. But at the same time, it depends on the activity, because like in Limitless, he's got the mental acuity and he's in the masculine, he's doing all the mental things and just like flowing. If the feminine were to be in flow, she'd be out in nature, like really observing. So there's just so many different nuances to flow. Mm-hmm. And it's all flow. Like when you're just in the present moment, that's the simplest way to describe it, as being extremely present and aware of where you are and really rooted into reality. So rather than, because I think a lot of the times if we're not in flow, we're kind of, our mind is drifting or distracted.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely a very masculine core when it comes to flow, because I take it from the external and bring it inward. Like for me to be in flow, I need to have like a sense of pressure. Like something has to motivate me. Like I'm definitely a masculine core for sure.
Yeah. And that changes as we go through our different cycles in life. So you could have started out as a feminine core, or in this cycle in your life, you feel more comfortable being in your masculine core. So like you said, the deadlines and the urgency and something motivating you from the external is what brings you into flow. So it's just, it's different for everyone. But for you, like what are some practices or like rituals or ways of being that kind of help you embody flow?
The things that really help me is journaling, because I find that I can't be in flow if I have too much in my mind. Like if I have too many thoughts in my mind. So if I can get it out, usually that will help. Also meditation does help as well. Just trying to like basically recenter myself and just like being more present, and also dancing. I find like the whole releasing of energy, it helps me release any pent up energy. And then it's just, it's easier for me to be in that state of flow because I'm not so antsy. What about you?
I think in this cycle of my life, I feel more attracted to feminine flow, because I've been in my masculine flow for, I feel like it's been since I was like 15 years old. And then I go through cycles of being in the feminine flow. And that's what brings me to these like higher states of awareness for me. So when I'm not working extremely hard and when I'm not like grinding kind of thing, I hate that word, but for lack of a better term right now, grinding, when I'm like go, 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 I can't receive divine wisdom like I can when I'm in the space or in the void. And that's how, if you're in your feminine core, that's how you receive the best divine downloads. Like, for example, if you're bleeding and you're on your moon time, that is the best time for you to slow down and not do anything and kind of just take in, because you're so receptive at that moment. You're so receptive to divine wisdom and just everything. So that's when a lot of women will receive a lot of, you know, divine downloads and whatnot. So use that time to receive anything or ask yourself questions. But that's one of the things that, one of the times that we're meant to rest, it's like our recharging. We're not meant to output so much during our moon time. And I think a lot of women, we're so used to like go, go, go and work yourself into the ground kind of thing, that we get really disconnected from our feminine wisdom, because feminine wisdom is so much more potent than masculine wisdom. Not hating on my men, on any men that listen to this, but it's like the moon versus the sun. Like the sun gives you energy, but the moon's got the wisdom. So every piece of the puzzle serves a different purpose. And, you know, like Lynn was saying earlier, it's like the plant growing process. Feminine's the soil, she's the water, masculine's the sun, he's the action, he's the growth. So there's so many different pieces of doing it. But to loop around to that, yeah, I definitely feel way more drawn to feminine flow because I've experienced more heightened states of awareness through it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I receive all of my writings on my page and whatnot. So it's like I have to tap into my heart to get into that flow. So what's that?
No, for me though, like I feel like feminine flow feels better. I don't know if this is gonna make sense, but feminine flow feels better to me, while masculine flow puts me in like this kind of stressful state sometimes. And it's because of like the urgency aspect that we were talking about earlier. That sense of urgency like puts a stress on me mentally, while feminine flow is more peaceful and calm.
Yes.
And has like that light feeling. It's just I can't draw from feminine flow as easily as I can from masculine flow.
Yeah. And that's totally okay. Like I think a lot of people, especially women, we're actually, a lot of women nowadays are very connected to masculine flow, because especially working women, you know, we've been in corporate and for how many years, or we've been in the working force and, you know, working more than 40 hours a week or whatever, you're kind of forced to be in the masculine flow because you have deadlines when you're working in corporate or in any office really. And you have like numbers and you have all these like masculine things around you. So we're kind of trained in a way, like through the corporate world and working world to be more in our masculine, and we feel more comfortable drawing from that masculine flow. But in my experience, and like you just said, Lynn, like you feel like more energized when you're in your feminine flow, and you feel like kind of stressed out when you're in when you're drawing from the masculine. If you're in the corporate world or you feel like you're working really hard, it's like, give yourself some rest. If you're listening to this, like give yourself some rest, and rest as far as without the phone. The phone is still very stimulating, and the feminine likes to be stimulated if it's playful, if it's like pleasureful, but it's a slow buildup. The phone for us, it's all about like instant, like what's the next thing? 3 second videos, like 3 second video to 3 second video. You know, you think about like TikTok or Instagram. It's all like all this input coming into our brains constantly. And the feminine likes slow things. So nature is best to cultivate the feminine flow is, you know, in observing, in open eye meditation or dancing like Lynn does. It's all of the things that bring us into our bodies. The phone brings us out of our bodies and it puts our awareness into something external. our insides are not technology. Our insides are nature. So it's you want to reconnect with something that's organic and nature-based, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You want to connect with the organic side, the nature matrix versus the technology matrix. Mm-hmm. Some practices, like we said, in nature. I think that's like the number one thing. If you take anything from this podcast on like feminine flow, to get out in nature more and like ground yourself and feel with your five senses what it feels like to be in nature. And if you have any initial resistance, it's let yourself feel that resistance kind of thing rather than shield it up. And that's because that's what the feminine does. She feels her true emotion. She doesn't shove them under the rug because then we're so used to doing that from the unhealed masculine side of things, because the unhealed masculine wants to feel and appear strong and powerful on the outside versus vulnerable. And because the divine masculine, he expresses his emotions healthily. I think we're blooming into that now, which is really beautiful to see, like all these conscious men in our lives, like stepping into that. But I think it's a process. So it's definitely a process.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, for sure.
If you want more on the divine feminine, again, episode 3 is really good, episode 69 or episode 74. And a couple of journaling questions that we can leave you with are what Lynn said earlier about what seeds are you planting right now? Are you nourishing them with, you know, healthy practices, healthy thoughts, healthy beliefs? And then also the questions that we just asked each other, which was, what does flow feel like to you? What to embody those feelings? What are some practices or rituals or like ways of being that have helped you embody that energy? But I think we'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one.
Thank you, everybody.